This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But I want to explain something before we play the game, Diddy, Pull a Dick, Cheney. Many years ago, Governor George W. Bush, he had just gotten the Republican nomination. He was running for president in 2000, searched for a vice president.
Yes, he did.
And so he hired somebody who had worked for his father, George H.W. Bush, a congressman, former congressman by the name of Dick Cheney. And he said, Dick, can you help search to find me the right running mate? And Dick Cheney went on a search, and George Bush was like, why don't you just take the job, Dick? And Dick Cheney was like, I'm gonna keep looking. I'm going to find the right guy for you. I'm going to find a woman for you. I'm going to find someone for you. And finally, at the end, Dick Cheney's like, screw it, I'll do it. And Dick Cheney, of course, became one of the most powerful vice presidents in American history. So whenever there's a search committee that includes people that could also do the job they're searching for, One always wonders, is he going to pull a Dick?
Dick, that is indeed a badge of honor.
So Rick Spielman, who is a part of the 33rd team and a part of the search for a new general manager and new head coach, he was a part of the group, has just been announced as he's joining the front office as a senior advisor.
Yes.
Okay, and it's already been confirmed. Rick Spielman, former general manager, a lot of experience. In fact, what he said today was Aaron Glenn and Daryl Mugey are the final decision makers. I'm just there to be a sounding board. So that's how he's defining it, but he was a part of the 33rd team, and now he's joining the organization that he helped lead the search for.
Yes.
Did he pull a Dick?
It's not Cheney. Exactly a Dick. Cheney.
Okay.
But it is a quasi-Dick Cheney.
Quasi. Because it's not the real job?
It's not the job. He didn't say, we looked and we looked and we looked and we looked exhaustively, Woody. We just couldn't find.
What? What's so funny? You having fun
we
over there?
We couldn't find a good GM for you. So, I'm sorry, Woody. I got to pull a Dick.
Hacking and whacking.
For you.
So it's more of a micro Dick Cheney.
Yes,
there, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because he didn't take the lead job.
He didn't take the big job.
Right, like Dick Cheney's search was to find a vice president, and he said, I'll do it. In this case, Spielman was helping find a coach and GM, and Spielman is not the GM.
No.
He's an advisor.
Right.
So it's not a full Dick Cheney.
Yes, that's correct. Not a full.
Not a full one. Okay. Full. By the way, I like this, because what I want as a Jet fan are people who are smart, people who have accomplished things, people who can be sounding boards, people with experience. And obviously, Daryl Mugey doesn't have that experience.
Mugey.
Aaron Glenn doesn't have that experience.
Nope.
So bringing a guy like Rick Spielman in, who's done a lot of work in the NFL over the years, that is a good sounding board.
No, I think it's great for, it helps their personnel department. It helps, even if it's not just sounding board, just giving it advice
on
how this process necessarily has to work and what best practices you've learned over the years. And you got to believe that Rick, because of his work both with the 33rd team and his previous stints, that he has relationships that these two now young in their job, executive Muji and Aaron Glenn, don't have.
Right.
So I think it's great.
Yeah.
Right? Even if we do, we're making fun of it because it was a little Dick Cheney-ish.
Ish. Yeah, it's like, it's not the, you're right. Like, he didn't do the full thing.
No. Hacking and whacking.
He didn't do the, I'm just going to take the job. And by the way, if he did take the job, I don't think I would have been upset.
No.
Like, I think I looked at it and said, all right, Aaron Glenn doesn't have experience. Cool, let's bring in a general manager that does have experience. So even when Mike Tannenbaum was mentioned, because Mike Tannenbaum was leading the group,
yep.
And we joked right off the top,
right.
Will he pull a Dick Cheney?
Right, that's like, who I thought was going to pull the
right.
Dick Cheney.
And remember, Mike Tannenbaum, of course, has experience in the general organization. He was mm-hmm. the GM.
Right.
He was actually the last general manager that had team success.
That's true.
So if he had pulled the Dick Cheney, I think most of us would have been like, all right, fine. But it's a decent hire, and the Jets are really changing their front office. That's one of the things that you're seeing here that, you know, and I find this interesting, that the Jets have had a lot of turnover, not recently in the last 3 or 4 years, but a lot of turnover at least in the last decade. And a lot of front office people have remained.
Yeah.
And this seems like we're really getting a cleanse, we're really getting a change in the Jets front office, and I can't complain about
it. No, you can't, because whatever they have been doing philosophically, it just hasn't been working. So.
Right.
You got to try something different. You got to think out, not even want to say outside the box, that's cliche, but you got to just think differently about how you're putting a team together and the decisions that are made to do things like bring in an Aaron Rodgers, right? Was that an emotional move or was it a prudent move, right? And when you look at it in hindsight, we're probably going to evaluate it years down the line, say, yeah, it was just an emotional move, right? They thought emotionally that was going to make them really good. It was going to make them the talk of the town, first of all. And then Aaron Rodgers, somehow, some way, because we saw Tom Brady do it, Aaron Rodgers is going to fall right in his stead and be, I don't know, elite at 40-plus years old. It just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So it was like an emotional decision that didn't pan out.
You know what, though? It didn't work out. I obviously take it out.
Right.
Now, maybe it can work out. I mean, if they bring him back and the Jets win 11 games and make the playoffs, there's still a chance it can.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right. Out, even if it doesn't look that way.
There's a chance for it to resurrect itself.
But
it seems unlikely.
Seems though. Unlikely, absolutely. I mean, he may not come back.
Right. He may retire.
But Aaron Rodgers and the decision to acquire him was a sound decision that I will defend. Because
it was. I'm not even saying that it wasn't. I'm just saying in retrospect, was it the right decision? And the answer is no.
What was the right decision? Derek Carr? What was the right decision? Running it back with Zach Wilson? What was the right decision?
Definitely not running it back with Zach Wilson.
Okay, so it may not have been the right decision, but what else was out there that would have been better?
I mean, I don't want to say it because we already talked about it. It was Baker Mayfield.
That's true. That's the one. No, you're right. That is the one. Baker Mayfield is the one.
Right.
I don't know if it would have worked here, but that is the one.
If there was a quarter, Baker Mayfield could have handled New York.
Yeah.
I am positive about that.
I agree with that. 888-808-1019. Sonny's in Malvern. How are you, Sonny?
Hey, guys. How are you? Congratulations,
good.
Evan.
Oh, thank you very much. I worked hard.
Great day to be a Met fan. Anyway, I got a trivia question for the sports geek, and I mean that in a good way, Evan. But first off, my prediction I made over a month ago, guys, and you know this, about Barkley winning the Super Bowl MVP is getting closer and closer, only 3 days away. Right. So that prediction is pretty good right now.
Yeah,
right?
You got a real shot at it. I mean, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I say it's more likely than not that he is going to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Yep. Anyway, Evan, going to the trivia question, then a Met point, if I may. Do you know what inning most runs are scored in baseball?
Yeah, the inning where the most runs. I'm going to tell you the answer. My understanding is the answer is the first inning.
Yes, my man, Evan. So you were correct that Lindor and Soto have to bat in the first inning. I would go with Lindor, Soto, Alonso. Evan, I'm disappointing you, though. You said you want Alonso batting second.
Yes.
And listen, we all agree that, you know, Soto was the best hitter by far.
Yes.
Wouldn't you want your best hitter protected? Why would you reverse that?
Because my best hitter is still going to be protected. The Mets have a deep enough lineup where Juan Soto's protection mm-hmm. is going to be Mark Vientos.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And ask yourself, if Juan Soto is your best hitter, which he is, we agree on that, who is the best hitter most equipped to protect him? Is it Mark Vientos? Is it Pete Alonso? Now, if you base it off of last year, it would be Mark Vientos.
It would.
He had a better year.
He did, but he's got to follow it up.
Absolutely.
I think he surprised most of us, to be honest with you.
Of course.
And so now how does he respond to the pressure of being now closer to being the man?
Yes.
It's hard.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. It felt like watching him at the end of last year, you didn't feel the youth in him. It felt like he was ready for those moments.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, the one moment last year that doesn't get enough credit, that still gives me like the oh my God, I can't believe that happened, was him hitting a game-tying home run in Philly.
Right.
And I was there, so maybe there's some bias there. But it was the ninth inning, and they're up 1-0, so it's a little bit of, all right, we got our win in Philly. And when he hit that game-tying home run, I was, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
So when you talk about being ready for the moment, Mark Vientos was. The only thing.
Still heartbeat. Calm heartbeat.
That's heartbeat. See, what Sonny hit on, and this is very, very true, and this is a part, I guess, of New Age thought, but I also think it's kind of basic when you think about it. The reason why the most runs score in the first inning is because your best hitters are guaranteed to hit. There's no other inning where your best hitters are guaranteed to hit. No other inning. Because you don't know who's batting in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. You have no idea.
Right.
But in the first inning, you have your one, two, and three hitters. I do believe that your best hitters need to bat in the first inning. There used to be, you put your big slugger cleanup. He's a cleanup hitter. That's 1985. I disagree with it.
Right.
I want my best hitters 1, 2, 3. I want a guy that gets on base a ton of times leading off, and if he could steal a base, that would be great. Having pop is nice. I want my best hitters at 2 and 3. Now, Pete's not the Mets' best hitter, but I want to see early how he fares for the first time in his career getting true amazing protection. And Juan Soto is the best protection one can have.
Right, but it also might be Mark Vientos.
It could be. Okay, I'm telling you what I would do.
Right, it's all good.
I'm making this prediction.
There's no wrong answer here.
Well, here's the funny part. By the end of the season, everyone's going to get what they want because the lineup is going to be 150 different ways.
That's a good point.
What do you want, positive Tommy?
I don't like your idea.
I didn't ask you that. I said, what do you want?
Can you wait?
You don't have to attack my idea. Just tell me what you want.
You're the worst. Evan, can you ask me that again? Can you ask me again?
What do you want?
I don't like your idea.
I
love your idea.
Oh, thank you.
I love putting Alonso in the two hole because I do think that there is a little bit of pressure on him again because he's once again betting on himself. You put either Vientos or Soto behind him. I love Pete in the two hole, and I feel like he's had success in the two hole throughout his career. That's a pretty good spot for him.
Yeah, I was looking
We've
at
seen
his
Judge in the two hole. I like that spot, and I think it makes the lineup even better. I don't like Pete 4, where there's a little bit, no disrespect to anybody behind him, a little bit more of a drop off than there would be if he's hitting second.
If he's hitting cleanup, it's the same freaking story as the last 7 years.
Right.
Like, who's put that? Jeff McNeil? Francisco Alvarez? Starling Marte? Brandon Nimmo?
Second baseman, to be honest with you.
Now, also, one last thing.
Who do you want?
I want Acuna to be the second baseman, not McNeil. McNeil could come off the bench.
He can get there at some point, and it could happen this season. Just have patience. Do you want to apologize to me?
No.
Okay.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.